are you getting a lot of money for your research?
No. I don't. And again, because of the school that I conduct, teaching police officers primarily how to conduct polygraph tests.
Yes.
That is the thing that is allowed me to sort of struggle along. I've maintained a very well-equipped lab since 1977, the old Drug Enforcement Agency lab here in San Diego.
Well, since you've been doing this work so long, I can't resist. Is it or is it not possible for somebody who knows what they're doing to beat a polygraph exam with a good examiner?
Well, I would say if you had a competent examiner using modern technique and the issue was strong enough, not just trivia, that I would say you could not do it. Now, the technique that I've devised and introduced to the polygraph field is the one that is the standard that is used and favored by the Department of Defense, the Polygraph Institute, the military and the FBI.
That's quite something.
And as much as I've had to do with developing that, I have no feeling that I could beat the polygraph if I had done something that was, you know, a rather serious issue.
So you're saying, yes, it would depend on the seriousness or importance of the issue at question. So if it was a small, kind of insignificant thing, you might tell a white lie about that?
I think that you could mess around there and create confusion, at least for the polygraph examiner. We don't say because if a person sits down to a polygraph to take a test, automatically one situation is as good as another. In fact, we have a way that we systematically evaluate how good our case information is one factor. The strength of issue, if there's punishment involved, if the polygraph examination leads the investigators to something that's admissible in court, and the distinctness of issue, if they did it, do they know they did it? So we have a little five-position scale we apply against each of those factors, and a good polygraph situation is one that rates very high in all of those: good case information, strength of issue, distinctness of issue. So when you go to the other end of the scale on trivia, you don't have those factors satisfied.
Why will the courts not yet allow it as evidence?
Well, I've testified over 50 times in court. In the polygraph.
Polygraph results generally are not allowed, are
they? I know,
but
that's what I'm saying. I've testified on the results of polygraph that many times.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, this has been over a lot of years.
Well, I understand, but still, if it's not admissible in courts, how do they get you in on the stand?
Well, that isn't an accurate statement in blanket form. In other words, it depends on the state. It depends on, for instance, juvenile courts. It's been easier for me to testify in.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And about half of my work has been done for the prosecution, maybe half for the defense.
Very interesting.
Federal and state courts.
So juveniles not having the same rights as full adults.
Well, I'm not sure. I think they're just a little more liberal in allowing it in.
Yes.
For instance, a judge that has to make a decision that needs help. A lot of times judges have even ordered polygraph tests before pre-sentencing polygraph examinations. So you can't just say it's kept out. You know, most of the good that's done by polygraph is done at the level of the district attorney level. In other words, where they have had the suspect examined to see if they should even file charges. And there is extensive use of that throughout the entire country.
How frequently might a prosecutor who uses polygraph information dismiss charges or proceed based on the outcome of the polygraph?
Well, I would estimate quite often just talking to the people that come from the various departments.
Huh.
Because they trust the polygraph. They know it's had good success in the past, and they don't spend a lot of investigative time and money and so forth on a subject that passes the polygraph test.
Well, is there a kind of individual, Cleve, and I've heard this from a lot of people over the years, you know, the kind of individual who virtually believes their own lies. I know that's tough to grasp, but, you know, I'm told there are people who are that way. Is that the kind of person who...
If a person truly believed the lie they're telling, there's no fear of detection. Therefore, the polygraph is not going to be effective in catching it.
Obviously, there should have been or should be a study to find out if there really are those kind of people, are there?
Well, I think there are more habitual liars than there are psychopathic liars.
But a psychopathic liar?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to find who they are in order to do any kind of research.
Well, I guess that's true, isn't it?
Right.
Advertising paper for psychopathic liars. We've got some testing we'd like to do on you.
Yes, they don't really come forward.
I never thought about that.
I've jokingly said, well, we have to get a psychopathic polygraph examiner to run them.